The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. The District of Kitimat has been seeing an increase in bear sightings this season. Acting Sergeant Zane Testowich for the Terrace Conservation Officer Service explained that though they don't know the exact number of bears in the area, this uptick in sightings is common for this time of year.
Generally speaking, right now at this time of year in Kitimat, we have a lot of bear sightings. I can't speak to the amount of animals that are in the area. I do know that the population is healthy in the Kitimat area, but I can tell you that right now we are receiving numerous calls during the day, afternoon, evening, and throughout the overnight hours about bears in residential areas in the District of Kitimat. In my best estimate, numbers right now are comparable to previous years. We are just recognizing that right now we are receiving numerous calls and the call volume continues to go up.
Sergeant Testowich also described the types of reports conservation has been receiving.
So within the District of Kitimat, we were receiving multiple reports of a family unit of grizzly bears. Over about the last 7 days or so, those reports for the grizzly bears have declined, and numerous calls about black bears into attractants have increased. So we see that the grizzly bears have probably moved out of the area or just on the outskirts of town, and the black bears are now in the District of Kitimat itself into the attractants.
With bear sightings in residential areas, there are often other concerns that accompany them. So Testowich explains how to prevent bears from coming back.
So I think having bear sightings in the District of Kitimat is somewhat of a normal thing for people who live in Kitimat. Our biggest concern is public safety. And when we start to have multiple reports of a bear in an area, we also start to receive the bear in the attractant reports, which means the bear has been into a garbage can or a compost bin. The bear is eating unpicked, ripened fruit. The bear has been into a bird feeder or any other attractant, such as like recycling or bottles that are unsecure at this time of year. So we will attend the area. We try to educate all the people. We put out public notices. We work with the District of Kitimat and their bylaw officers. And we just try to get the message across that at this time of year, you need to secure all attractants. So garbage, recycling, put them in a storage shed. Don't just leave them in your carport or garage. Take down your bird feeders. Pick up all the unripened fruit. And if you have any questions or concerns, they can always call the Conservation Officer Service. We can help guide them in the best way to manage your attractants.
The Conservation Officer Service urges the public to report any bear or other wildlife sightings to their 24-hour Report a Poacher or Polluter line at 1-877-952-7277. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story on canada-info.ca.